Blog Talk Radio.
Man, good morning. Good morning. I was enjoying the song. I thought it was gonna go a little bit longer. There will be glory after this. Whatever you're going through, whatever's happening in your life right now, I want to encourage you that it ain't gonna last always. It's not gonna be this way always. There will be glory. There will be victory. There will be God's hand turning things around. Do you believe it? I know you do. Let's stand together on Amen. Good morning and welcome to Hope City Radio. This is Pastor Stevenson, and I'm so glad that you joined us this morning. We're glad to have you. We are glad to be able to come into the presence of the Lord together and just pray and spend some time together, and we are grateful. Amen. I know I am. I am grateful. God is doing so many things and opening so many doors, and we are making steps to do some things that I just believe God is pleased with. And I pray you are making steps as well for what God is calling you to do, that you might experience some of this glory that the Lord is promising and has promised to his people, the glory of the Lord. When the glory of the Lord comes, all things are made well. Amen, amen. This Friday, you know it. This Friday, we will have our midnight experience. It's going to begin at 11:30 p.m. This Friday, and we're going to go till 5 on Saturday morning. We're going to be praying and spending time with the Lord. We're going to have time of prophetic intercession, prophetic manifestation. I just believe that God is going to meet us. We've been praying. As a church, we've been praying three times a day, and if you are on Facebook and you have not been a part of our Facebook Live prayers this week, I want to invite you to follow me. It's Tyrone X, as in the letter, Stevenson, and I'm on Facebook. I've just joined Facebook, what is it, like 2-3 days now. I know I've been resisting Facebook and just not want to join it, but we are on, and it's just been a blessing. And we come together this week, three times a day to pray. That's 8 a.m., 12 noon, and 5 p.m. And God has just been meeting us and speaking to us. And so I want you to get on that that call. It's Facebook Live. So you go to Facebook, you follow me on my page, and you're able to just simply join in. We do it. It's really been a blessing. We've got joined Facebook really this week. I guess we opened the account, made it public last week, I think it was, and then we began to move forward to this Monday. And I told the Facebook followers, I said, "Listen, I need to have 1,000 followers. You need 1,000 followers for what I hear God telling me to do. That's where we need to start." And when I tell you that they kicked it into gear and started sharing and liking and all the language that I'm just now learning, and they began to push it, and we've had hundreds of people in the last just 2 days come on and watch us in our time of prayer, rewatch it and share it. And amen, I went from, we started 100, maybe 100 followers. Yesterday I said to the tribe, I guess I called the tribe, I said to that tribe, I said, "Listen, I need to be at 1,000. And by the time we got to the 5 o'clock prayer time, I had 600 and some odd people following us and being on those calls. And so that has been a blessing. And I believe in God to raise that. 1,000 is where I want to be at this moment. And I want to see God do something with that that I can't even imagine. And so join us. We'll do something, we'll continue doing some things. We're not going to do 3 times a day, every day. We're doing that this week leading up to this Friday. We really want to just bombard heaven and just build the expectation of God's people for what God can and will do on Friday. And so you need to join us. I will be at our East New York location on the corner of Newlands and Pennsylvania Avenue. And I just believe that God is going to bless us. He's going to meet us. And I'm looking for God to send overflow. And I'm absolutely expecting and praying that God will bring breakthrough. There'd be a breakthrough in the hearts of God's people and in the minds and in the situations of God's people. I'm believing that some of the things you've been struggling with and fighting with, I'm believing, God, that they're going to be lifted. They're going to be broken. And that power that has been over you, that area that you have been wrestling for years, I'm believing, God, to bring you to a place of rest and bring you to a place of recovery in that area and give you an absolute breakthrough. Give you an absolute breakthrough for what he is saying to you. And so I'm believing God with you, and I want you to come. I've got some areas in my life that I need some breakthrough, and I'm going to trust God. I'm going to pray and get in God's face and believe him. Believe him to bring about that difference in my life so that I can be a better believer, a better disciple, a better husband, a better father, a better son, a better brother. I want to be a better leader. I want to be better. I just want to be better. And I know that that comes with the Holy Spirit. And so we're believing God to rest on people and to just ignite the Holy Spirit within us and just see God do some amazing things. So you come on out. Be with us on Friday. Spend some time with us in prayer. We're going to have a young man who will come and flow. He flows in the prophetic, and I'm believing that God, I've been talking with him and praying, asking him to pray and fast, but he has been praying and fasting this week just to believe God, to speak to him clearly for the people that will be there, and I'm believing God for shackles to be broken and for ways to be made and old things to pass away. And so we can live that scripture, "Behold, all things are become new." they become new. And I trust him. I believe God for what he's doing. So I want you to join us and be a part of what God is doing with us in that time. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. And then on Sunday, we'll be back having our worship experiences. And we'll be in our worship 8 a.m., 9:45, and 11:30 at Spring Creek. So 11:30 will be at Spring Creek and 8 and 9:45 at our East New York campus. Spring Creek is on the corner of Elton and Flatlands inside the school auditorium. And we just want you to come join us. We see God blessing and moving at all those services. And so we want you to be a part of what God is doing. Join us in one of those worship experiences so that we can grow and become who God has called us, continues to call us to be. Amen. 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 Well, the Lord is looking for us to get to the place of accepting his grace, just accepting his grace. This, I believe, has been it's the most difficult thing for people to receive and accept. It is the grace of God. It is the favor of God that you cannot earn. The favor of God that you cannot earn. It's something that God gives to us. And I believe that God wants to pour out his favor upon your life, and he wants to open up new and exciting doors. And sometimes the biggest reason that those things are not happening is because we don't think and feel like, oh, you know what, I don't deserve them. And we use that language, that pushes us away from what God wants to do. And so I want you to embrace the fact that God's grace has nothing to do with what we deserve. It has nothing to do with what we have earned. It has nothing to do with the idea that we are good enough, and so that he, because we have been good enough, he has blessed us with A, B, or C. The idea behind grace is you're never good enough. You can't be good enough. God is the one who's good enough, and God has decided to bless you in some manner, in some way. And so when you come to that place of understanding that God's grace, that's why he said, my grace to Paul is sufficient for you. My grace, the favor that I wish to give you that you cannot earn, it's sufficient. Since you cannot earn it, no matter what you're going through, the grace that I will give you is enough to deal with it. It's sufficient for you, and it's made, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. And so, in other words, we don't get to experience God's grace and God's strength until we have fallen, until we have messed up, because it's in our weakness that we see his strength. So as long as we are being strong and we know everything and we deserve everything, we're not going to see the strength of God. It's when we recognize, Lord, I'm here, and I want you to bless me. I'm asking you to open this door, and I want you to do it for your own glory and for your own honor, and just receive the grace that God has given to us. So you want to receive the grace of God and just walk in his strength. Let's pray. Father, thank you so very much. We are grateful. We love you so much. You're so good. Your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endures and endures and endures to all generations. God, we bless your name and we worship you, for this is the day that you have made and we shall be glad in it. We pray for forgiveness of our sins. We pray, God, that you forgive us for our thoughts and our actions, the things that we've said and done that have not been pleasing in your sight. Forgive us, God, as we move forward into what you've called us to do. And so, Father, we pray that you help us to receive, to recognize, and to embrace the grace that you have provided for us. Recognize that we're not perfect and we don't deserve what you're doing, but God, you have decided in your infinite wisdom to bless us, to open doors for us, to minister life to us, to give us grace. So I pray in Jesus' name that you would have your way and that you would be glorified. As we step into receiving the grace of the Lord, we ask you, God, to help us in this day, to give us wisdom and grace today, that we might live a little better today than we did yesterday. That we might grow and experience you in a different way today than we did yesterday. In Jesus' name, we pray protection and grace, love and peace over us as we go through this day. In the name of the Lord, we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Don't forget, we'll be on at 8 o'clock. Get us on Facebook. Make sure you let people know that we're doing this. It is a blessing, and it's really making a difference in people's lives. All right? We'll see you at 8 a.m.